Show tonight in plain sight, Jeremy from Kentucky on the Public Broadcast Network, election marathon edition. Yes, we did coverage on Tuesday all day on RBN, and I hope nobody thought that was going to be the only day. No, this is just beginning. This is a marathon, and it's going to go right on through till January 6th, my guys. So you might as well just strap in and get ready, because the Bolsheviks that are trying to steal this election, they're not going to give up easy. They're going to hoax this thing right to the end. We're going to cover a little bit of that. Not the whole show, because I know that it's been covered all day. But, I mean, we've got to do our part, just in case there's new people tuning in. Now, tonight I had scheduled a guest, California attorney Don Advo. I couldn't get a hold of Don. I know that he stays busy with legal cases. It could be that that he's out of town. I hope that he's in good health. So perhaps if I can reestablish contact with him, we can get him back on, because he is definitely a legal brain that I wanted to pick and have on this show. So that we wanted to discuss self-defense and the Rittenhouse case, but like I said, maybe we'll put that off till next week. And so tonight it's just you and me, gang. So, you know, crack that beer, kick back and relax, and let's take a journey to discover the truth that's hidden in plain sight. We want to keep the network going, though, and we need your donations. As a matter of fact, I need to get on the phone with Mike after the show and get mine in for the month of November. But if you want to donate, go to republicbroadcasting.org, upper left-hand menu button, smash the donate, and send money. You can call in your credit card or you can mail it. There'll be a variety of ways for you there. We'll be taking calls, and this can be kind of a call-in night, like an open line Thursday. John Statmiller does an open line Friday, so we're going to do an open line Thursday. And as I go through this content, maybe you can weigh in on it. The call-in number that is preferred is 512-248-8252. That's if you're a cool kid and you got a cell phone plan with unlimited minutes. Maybe you're still cool, but you're on that old-fashioned, you know, get charged for long-distance calls thing that was so 20 years ago. You can still call the 1-800 number, 1-800-313-9443. But it helped the station out a lot if you call the 512 number. Cuts down a lot on the long-distance bills. So you can donate. You can call in the 512-248-8252, and those are both ways to help RBN. Also, Mer Bailey, as I try to mention every night, she's set up the Chitango in plain sight, chitango.com, and site is spelled S-I-T. You can get on there and join the chat. I'll try to check it as we go through the show. Maybe you might want to get on the chat and start roasting me. Who knows? I will take constructive criticism. Maybe you want to troll me. Just no Fed posting and no foul language. I want to troll the new guy, troll the new host. You never know. So if you listen to the Bugle today, just to cover this election stuff, Patrick Slattery did a really good job. He did a great analysis on National Bugle of where we could be at in this election contesting and what we could see in the future. His great mind to gather data from the last several decades. He gathers data, he processes it, and then he spits it out like a literal, like, political computer. And it could almost predict the way things are going to go. In his cold, calculating manner. That's also fun because he makes some good jokes. But look up National Bugle today in the archives and check that out. I'm just going to give a brief summary. Oh, and we got a call from California. I'll get to you in just a moment, sir. Let me give my brief summary. And before we get deep into content, I want to take our caller. But this is just something to remember, right, where we're at in this process. Every state legislature has the constitutional authority to change its slate of electors, okay? And, you know, should a case of fraud be present. And it looks like, ladies and gentlemen, in this election, there is fraud aplenty. So if upcoming lawsuits, you know, we know that Trump is suing in at least three states, and there's other contentions in other states. We'll get into that later. But if these lawsuits will reveal mass fraud, then Republican legislatures, they will have pressure from their constituents to act, okay? Case in point, there's the 2000 Bush-Gore election. The Florida Republican legislature was ready to choose a new slate of electors for Bush. It had the authority, all right? Now, the matter was settled by SCOTUS before that occurred. It's something we got to remember, and this is what the lefties don't understand, is that this is not a democracy, okay? We are not mob rule by mob. They try to make it like that. A better definition of democracy is rule by media, because the media stirs up the mob and gets them to act. Case in point, George Floyd. The media sat on evidence that Floyd was high on drugs and had a heart attack and was resisting arrest. But the media got the mob stirred up to act and riot in the streets. So they try to make it a democracy, but really it's not. It's a constitutional republic. Remember that. That's why the state legislatures have the final authority. They normally will act on the popular vote of the state, but they don't have to, okay? Ooh, we got another call. We got Dan the Man in Washington, too. Dan, you're second, so I'm going to take the first call that came in from California, but let me finish my statement. We might as well get used to it. This election is going to be contended right up to and through the January 6th counting of the electoral votes by the U.S. Congress. It's going to be drawn out. Apparently, it's the new normal. Meanwhile, my suggestion to you, crack a couple of cold beers and be responsible. Ignore the COVID hoax. Have a happy Thanksgiving and Christmas with your families. Gather together. If you're in a highly restricted city where you got some tyrant breathing down your neck telling you what you can and can't gather, try to get around that. Have fun with your families. Listen, steel your minds, okay? It's going to work out. If you've, you know, if you've voted, you've done your part. If you chose not to vote, then maybe you've got, you know, a conviction that backs that up, whatever. Steel your minds. Don't let this freak you out. And Trump is fighting this in his very unconventional approach. Remember in 2016, he was down, looked like he was down, but he actually pulled it off. The Trump campaign has made plans for this. They've anticipated this hoax. And, you know, let's just let it play out. So before we do any more content, I do want to get to the callers. Let me get back to the Skype screen. Because all this is done on my phone. Oh, here we go. Jack from California looks like is the first caller. And Jack, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeremy, good evening. First, I want to say congratulations on your show on RBN. I've heard you many, many times call into Stormfront at 7 a.m. You're definitely a great thinker. I like your political commentary and your assessments. I've heard them before, usually in the morning, so I want to wish you congratulations with this show in the evening. I've listened to your archives. I've enjoyed all the shows you've done to date. Just wanted to chime in and say, you know, I remember growing up, I was born in 71, growing up in Michigan, and I remember in the 80s during the Reagan era, we'd hear a term called states' rights, something we haven't heard probably in the last, I haven't heard in the last decade, right? Which sort of plays off your commentary, you know, tonight before I came on air. So, you know, I find it quite interesting that there's a lot of polarization taking place, and it's growing, it's building within our society and culture. And I think people are at odds, and I think we're going to start seeing fighting in the streets in the matter of days. And of course, this Trump-Biden fight is like a fight of the century, right? It's really just an opportunity, I think, for us to really think about what matters the most. And I know that growing up in the Midwest, a lot of my peers and elders are not accepting the media narrative. They are convicted that Donald Trump has won this election, and they are ready to bear arms. So I don't know if you have anything in response to that statement, but that's what I'm feeling and seeing, especially in the Bolshevik-controlled media, is they are pouring the gas on this fire.
They are, you know, as far as the fighting in the street, we got to really be careful. On the one hand, we have a constitutional right to defend ourselves and our neighborhoods. I mean, technically, we have a constitutional right to replace the government, but I would not suggest trying that. The government has grown so powerful, and that's exactly what they want. They want us to get on these radio shows and talk about overthrowing the government so they have a reason to bust down our doors and shoot our dogs at 2 a.m. And I know the spirit in which you say that. I know your spirit is an American patriot. So I'm just saying that we got to be careful. But yeah, here's the thing. They do want conflict in the street. I think conflict in the street will give them an excuse to crack down on us even further. So I would say be careful and get with your local sheriff and police and county attorneys. Build a network of people in high positions in your local authorities, and that's going to be the way to go forward. And yes, we have the right to be armed and protect ourselves, protection being the key word, but not aggression.
I agree with your statement that we should not, you know, go out there and get violent. But I think the truth of the matter is that it's going to be the Bolshevik left that pushes that envelope onto the right.
And then we'll be acting in defense, and that's perfectly acceptable to defend oneself. And if you can't defend yourself, then my God, where are we at? You know, we've lost it all. But that's where we're at. And I think you're going to see the violence in the street. We're kind of seeing the calm before the storm, because the left is on they think they're on a victory run right now. But the reality of the matter is going to set in when these lawsuits start hitting. The Supreme Court, when state legislators possibly could change their slate of electors. And these leftists, they think they're in a democracy. They don't understand our government. They're going to think that this is stolen from them. The media is going to stoke that fire. And then you're going to see violence in the streets, unfortunately, maybe in December and into January. So it's going to be – that's why I was telling everybody, try to steel your minds, because you're going to see some shenanigans. How's it going in California there for you guys?
Well, I'm in South Orange County, south of Los Angeles and north of San Diego, pretty much right in the smack middle. It's a conservative community, but there's a lot of liberals throughout Southern California. I spent time last week in Las Vegas, Pahrump area. I think, you know, I saw a lot of Trump signs in the Pahrump area, but I also see Biden signs. And then earlier this summer, I was in Carson City in northern Nevada, and it was all Trump supporters with a few Biden people, you know, sprinkled in there. But, you know, California has always been a liberal stronghold, at least for the last two decades. They used to have a conservative governor. I think his last one was an Armenian guy, Dumanjian. But California is, you know, on the path to communism, man, with this governor. And there's conservatives that are trying to recall him. They want him out just as they want the governor of Nevada out, Sisolak. But a lot of Republicans, a lot of conservatives are leaving California, and they're going to Utah and Idaho and Texas and other places to flee what's coming. But on that note, Jeremy, thank you for taking my call. I wish you the best with this show. I'll be listening moving forward and definitely will be calling back in. So have a good evening.
Well, thank you, Jack. Thanks for your kind words. And, you know, I appreciate RBN for giving me the platform. And Jack had mentioned, thank you, sir. And we'll get ready to bring on Dan from Washington as the next caller, I do believe. Dan from Washington, are you on?
Yes, I'm here, Jeremy. First caller.
First time calling.
Yeah, look. Yeah, first caller. I'm happy you got your own show. And I was thinking the other caller, too, your new audience is going to be more West Coast, so you're going to have to start saying, dude, and going on, dude.
Yeah.
But
I got to get conditioned to that. So, that last caller brought up something that you and I have talked about before. We have had our criticisms of Trump. I was on Farron Shoaff's show in 2017, April 22nd, 2017, and I was off the Trump train. I was really calling Trump out and bashing him. And, you know, I've evolved a little bit politically. I think what the caller mentioned is in the last caller from California, Jack, he said his family was questioning the media. That's one thing that the Trump presidency has done, whether he meant to or not. Everybody's questioning the media. Everybody's questioning the FBI and CIA and the government structure as a whole. And now everybody is questioning the election and the so-called, you know, democratic process. So if nothing else, Trump being in office has got us all to questioning and has exposed a lot of the corruption. I mean, kudos for that, right?
Yeah, and I would agree with that. I wasn't too motivated this election. And I actually called. I listened to the right stuff and those guys, they had a call-in show earlier, and I was kind of thinking of ways we could take advantage of Trump losing and coming up with strategies. But then I watched his news conference today, and he might pull it off. And then I agree with your last caller. I mean, this could turn into some serious shenanigans here. I mean, it's if he starts...
Yeah.
You know, squeaking by these wins here at these states or lawsuits and things like that. And I do think there were shenanigans. I was watching Michigan that night at like 2 in the morning, and he had a clear lead. And then I wake up, and Biden was there.
It's perfectly fine. It's fine to have our own contingency plan, meaning if Trump loses, this is what we need to do, because that's what they do. I mean, the system, the left, the Jewish-dominated political and banking system, they have a main plan and contingency plans A through Z, just in case the first one don't work. That's why it feels like they're all powerful, but really they're just they've just got backup plans. So it's good for us to have backup plans. What did you call in tonight? I used to call into those TRS shows. Was it Mike and the Mad Wop or was it Jazz and Jesse tonight?
It was Mike. They had some little call in, but I actually didn't get through. They were just kind of talking. I've never called in there before.
Usually every Thursday they have a call in, and one week it's Mike Enoch's call in, and then the next week it's Jazz Hands McFeels and Jesse. And I got through several times. I'm pretty good at getting through call-ins, as you know. And that's how I got Mike on RBN. Hey, we got a break coming up. Hang on, Dan. I want to talk to you on the other side, my guy.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
In Plain Sight on Republic Broadcasting Network. Jeremy from Kentucky. We're talking to Dan in Washington. Dan, we were just talking about the rightstuff.biz and their call-in shows. And let's see, it was back in 2019, early spring, I started calling into Mike's show, Mike Enoch, and we had pretty good conversations, and I asked him to come on RBN, and we did that interview on Fair and Show of Show. It was sometime in April. No, it was March. Maybe it was March. March 4th. That's when it was. Saturday morning. And interviewed Mike. I've since then invited the other talking heads of TRS to come on. I've invited Eric Stryker to come on. And a couple of other guys. Jesse. But they never took me up on it. I'm going to just give you the down low on them. Is that I really loved their shows. They were very entertaining. And they were a lot of fun, you know, because they cursed and they used that over the top humor and edge to sort of push back against the degeneracy that they see in our culture. But when the coronavirus lockdowns came out, they went along with it. They didn't push back on it, and that sort of put a red flag up. And I'm not saying these. I don't want to go so far as to say that they're subversive. I just will say that they've taken a different path. And then this right. year I've sort of seen that. And then as far as Trump, you know, I know there's lots of good criticisms of Trump that are legit. But the thing is that he would stand against a national lockdown. He would allow the states to handle it on as the way they see fit. Whereas Biden and Harris would do a national lockdown. And I think that Biden and Harris would approve legislation to come after white nationalists, quote unquote, and they're going to paint all of us as white nationalists. Anybody that supports Trump, that's just a regular American patriot. You know, they're going to paint that. That's why I took the stance that I did, and I sort of distanced myself from TRS. I would still welcome them to come on the show, though. I'm open for debate. Go ahead, Dan.
Hopefully they do. That kind of went over a lot, but there is definitely a split, and I prefer Don Black and Stormfront, kind of the older. I'm kind of Generation X, so I'm kind of in between. They were kind of wrong on Corona Jet. I really like the fascination, the deep dives on American history, though. I started getting into those, and you know, I kind of appreciate even Richard Spencer. You know, when he came out, okay, he's going to vote all Democrat, and then like so, there's a split in the movement, and then you have more our side that was supporting Trump and David Duke and those guys. It's real important to support Trump. So, but you know, in a way, it puts us in a good spot. So either way, we can kind of veer towards that strategy, I would say. And that was kind of my plan. If Trump would have got blown away, if it was a Biden blowout, I was going to say that. And one good thing that they pointed out on TRS is that Trump lost a lot of the white male vote. Like he gained a lot of Hispanic and Black and other minority votes, a higher percentage. But they were saying that he actually lost a lot of the percentage of the white male vote. And I was going to suggest that they claim that they, you know, by going against Trump, that they caused that, and basically our movement just was, we could own that Trump loss, because we could say, you know, like they went against us in Charlottesville, the Zionism. I would say it was a clear referendum against Zionism and support of the Iran deal.
That's very, very good strategy. I heard you lay this out earlier, flipping it back on them, saying, well, instead of this being, well, Trump lost because he was standing up for whites and against immigration, instead you're saying, no, Trump lost because he embraced Zionism. That's a good strategy.
Exactly. And it's actually the truth, because he won the first time because he pushed the white nationalism stuff. You know, and kind of sided, you know, not openly, but he had us on his side. But if he lost this time, I was going to say because, look, we didn't vote for to get rid of the Iran deal, the Zionism, the boycott Israel laws, the Republicans. So I was going to say, it wasn't our hate. You know, I was going to say the Democrats are going to come at it like it was a victory against hate if Trump lost, like. But we could turn it around and say, no, it was a rejection of the Zionism of the Republican Party, you know, and play it that way.
It doesn't hurt at all to have that contingency strategy, because, I mean, we're in this, we're fighting for survival here. And I think that if Trump pulls this win off, I do think it's important to get behind him, while at the same time hold his feet to the fire and criticize him where criticism is due. But this, to me, the fight just came down to, in 2020, a fight for America and for, you know, against the COVID lockdowns. And Trump does seem to be standing against this globalist plan to pull America into the UN and surrender our sovereignty. So
that is kudos. I hear the music. Do you want me to hang on, or you want to?
We've got another caller. Hang on till the next break. Finish up your points, and then we'll take Mark from Texas after we get there. Thanks, Dan. We'll see you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
So, welcome back to In Plain Sight. Jeremy from Kentucky, talking to Dan from Washington, and we're gonna finish up. We were just talking about the schism in the alt-right, and I was talking to David Duke last night on the show, and we were mentioning how the alt-right had so much momentum and really did influence the election of 2016, and now everybody's divided. And the alt-right is divided. You had the TRS side and then the Don Black, David Duke side. As far as Spencer, I liked when Spencer came on Mark Collett's show with Patrick Slattery a few years ago when it was called This Week on the Alt-Right. And he had a lot of good talking points, and I liked what he had to say. But then he came on again the second time, and he used a lot of communist talking points. I didn't care for his presentation. I don't want to throw him totally under the bus. I just want to say that I think he's going in a different direction. Dan, if you want to finish up on your comments and leave
yeah,
us
yeah.
Your part.
I'll finish up. Yeah, I went to that altright.com, and I haven't even heard from Richard Spencer. That's the thing. He kind of gave up on Trump after he got punched in Charlottesville, and then just seeing how the Republicans kind of turned against all the Charlottesville people and So I can see both sides. I'll just finish. I'm not going to go on about Trump or I was almost happy when I thought he got blown away by Biden, even though I supported him. But it was kind of nice just the feeling of not having to worry about 3D chess politics or 4D anything. I'm just so tired of this crap. You know, like what is the What does he really mean? And same with the Democrats. They're no better. But it's just, that's why I was not motivated to vote. But I guess my main point is just either way, we can come up with a good strategy. And hopefully when it's all done, we can all just come together again. And like, you know, either way, we can say we helped create that. You know, if Trump wins, we help support him. If Biden wins, we help turn against the Republicans, basically, for Zionism. So,
good points, Dan.
Leave it at that.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for calling, Dan. Always good to hear from you. And let's go on to the next caller. I think we have Mark from Texas. Mark, are you still on? And if you are, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jeremy.
Hey, Mark.
Dude, you're doing a great job. So proud of you, my brother. You're just, anyway, doing a great job. Listen, as George Wallace said 50 years ago, there's no difference between Republicans and Democrats, right?
Traditionally, that is true, traditionally. And I think there is a little, there's quite a bit of difference in Trump and Biden, just in
in their financial, not in their foreign policy, brother, with all due respect.
No, I cannot argue with you there. I would say that maybe perhaps Biden and Harris would be even more pro-Zionist, but Trump has, even though Trump has kept us out of war, he has played along with the whole Israel thing. But I think all politicians do that.
Well, let me just tell you that the Republicans and Democrats for the last 50 years have never represented me or any of the average American citizen, period.
Well, no, I can't argue with that. I will say that Trump has done a little bit.
What makes Trump different?
The difference that I would say is that Trump is not ideal. But when he took office,
we're tired of the lesser of two evils. That's what's got us into this problem. And I hate to disagree with you and Dr. Duke, who I really revere, but the problem is we're settling, and we've got to identify the enemy, and the enemy, as Frank Woods would tell us, is the international Jew, and until we talk about them, there's really no conversation. We're already conquered.
Well, we have been talking about the Jewish domination of our politics, you know, banking and media, while at the same time we recognize that when Trump did take office, here's the difference, is that the neocons left the Republican Party. That, you got to admit, that's one good thing.
They're firmly in place. You got Elliot England. You got William Barr. I mean, really. I mean, be realistic, my brother. You know, we are in serious doo-doo.
And maybe Trump is the first step. Maybe he was the first step in reversing this.
No, he is. Dude, look, Ivanka Trump, according to Maria Farmer, not Ivanka, but Trump's first wife, whatever her name was, she would drive around with Giselle Maxwell recruiting young women. I mean, dude, they got Trump riding with Jeffrey Epstein and Giselle down to Florida with an underage woman. They got him. I mean, this is ridiculous. The Republicans have never been our friend. The Democrats have never been our friend.
Like I said, I cannot argue with that at all. All I'm saying, Mark, is that Trump being in office, something happened. It caused the system to expose itself. And there were a lot of neocons that left the Republican Party and voted for Hillary, and now they're voting for Biden. And this might just be the first step.
Yeah, the neocons are firmly in place, just like the neo-demos. And guess what? As George Carlin said, it's a club, and you ain't in it.
Well, and it's up to us. It's up to us, Mark, to push the political narrative beyond Trump. Trump being in office, that was just step one. Step two is finding a candidate that will represent us fully. And that's the balls.
Step two is not participating in his fraudulent banana republic. I mean, basically, Jeremy, we have two presidents right now. Biden's claiming he's president. Trump's claiming he's president. You know, our republic is the laughing stock of the world.
Well, but this needed to happen. This needed to happen, Mark. And I got a couple of other callers. I want to leave you with this. This whole thing needed to happen. With Trump being in office, you know, now we understand the fake media that people were not talking about before. We understand the corruption, the full corruption of the FBI has been fully laid out. We weren't talking about that with good talking points. And now we understand the flawed election system in the U.S. and how it can be corrupted. And so if nothing else, we've got an understanding of that and now a point to move forward on. But I thank you for your call, Mark. I can't totally disagree with your points. You make some valid ones. I'm just saying we got to develop a strategy and move forward. And my thing is that we need to acknowledge what has been exposed and get the American populace to move forward to correct it. But I thank you for your call, Mark. I really do. And I think we're going to move on now. We got Ken from New York coming up. Ken, are you there?
Yes, I am, and thank you for taking my call. I'd listen to you early in the day, but I have to work at that time. I want to ask you a question. And okay. Do you see any similarities between what is happening now and what happened to Germany in the 1920s? You know, the loose morals, bankers extracting whatever they can from the people, food prices going up. We just haven't gotten as bad as they had gotten. I don't see for a minute that Trump is anything. He's not a type of Hitler at all. But that's not what I was, you know, leading to. Okay,
God,
I'm sorry.
Oh no, that's all right, Ken. Yeah, your point is, I guess, in the same way. So in Germany, in the Weimar Republic, financial conditions and social conditions had gotten so horrible. You know, in Berlin, you could get like child prostitutes and any drug that you wanted, and politicians and people of money were coming from all over the world to go to Berlin, and for very little money, they could get any type of degeneracy that they wanted to indulge in. And the German people were so oppressed, and that did lead to the rise of Adolf Hitler and the National Socialists, because the German people were so desperate to get rid of this degeneracy. And they went after Hitler, and I don't want to get too deep into this. I mean, I actually see the National Socialists as coming on the scene. They were very powerful. They had the backing of the populace of Germany, and they got rid of that degeneracy. And for 12 years, Germany was the most prosperous nation in Europe and the leader in technology. For crying out loud, Time Magazine named Hitler Man of the Year in 1936, and you had the Olympics there. Yeah, so
we must forget that all.
Similarly, they want us to. Similarly, look at Barack Obama's presidency. And Barack Obama did not toe the normal Democrat line. Democrats before Barack, you know, they wanted workers' rights. They were interested in unions. The average Democrat did not care about transvestites or gay marriage. But Obama pushed that. And that degeneracy being pushed on America, along with the 2008 financial crisis, it pushed Americans into supporting Trump, who was a populist figure. He was no Hitler, but Trump tapped into that, and Democrats and Republicans and independents, they all gravitated to Trump for something new, because the Obama presidency went over the line, and it pushed people into looking for something else. So there are similarities that can be drawn between, you know, Hitler's rise on a populist platform and Trump's rise. Quite a bit different, though. Like I said, you know, Trump came up
as to how the final result will turn out. It looks like the result part of it, what may happen in the future, will be different. But I was concentrating on the similarities that lead up to the problem.
Yeah, I think you make a good comparison there, is that, you know, predominantly white European-based American voters looked at Trump as a way to push back against the degeneracy. And, you know, even non-white Americans gravitated to Trump. Maybe more so than the system wants us to think. But there's a lot of similarities in what was going on in Weimar Germany and in America just at the end of Obama's presidency. And that pushed a populist movement. You know, that's why, remember, Bernie Sanders was very popular in 2016. And I would argue he was popular in 2020. And had the Democrats chosen Sanders, that would have been a better contingent against Trump. Rather than Hillary, but they didn't want Bernie because they were afraid Bernie would actually follow through, you know, with what he said he was. But
didn't he have a hammer and sickle flag in his office when he was? I think he was a mayor at one time.
Oh yeah, Bernie Sanders is a dyed-in-the-wool communist. He's a Trotskyite, but and that's the thing. Here's the thing that I want you to understand, Ken. I think you do. It sounds like you're older than me, probably, but. When the American electorate is very ignorant, and they only respond to very basic instincts. And so this means that the American electorate in 2016 could have went either way. They could have went communist or nationalist. And that's why Sanders and Trump led the way, that they were the top guys that the populace wanted. Because when you're in a position of desperation and you're ignorant, you're going to take the first person that's offering you a way out. And since the Democrats stifled Bernie, then the populace went to Trump. And that was the Democrats' undoing. So, there's a lot of good comparisons there. Because in Germany, what was the fight between communism and National Socialism? That was the two solutions being presented. And Hitler happened to be more popular and came through. And the populace went for him. So your comparison is very spot on.
Well, good night.
Thanks a lot, Ken. And we're going to go on to our next caller. Got a lot of callers tonight. You guys are participating very well. Murr from Wisconsin, you are next. Murr, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Jeremy. Before I get to my point, just this confluence here. Germany, the Weimar Republic, it always gets down to the money, and the Germans were paid 800 marks, and the Jews paid themselves 10,000 marks. But after 1933, when Judea declared war on Germany, and then later that year they were taken out of power, nothing brutal, just removed from positions like they should be now, Germany was usury-free. For more than 10 years. And, you know, even Kennedy said that the truth about Hitler was going to come out. And he never said anything about the Holocaust because that hadn't been forced into our psyche until we were under the trauma of the Vietnam War. Ellie Weasel or Eli Weasel, Weasel Weasel. Anyway, the main thing I was calling about was what I sent you today because I remembered reading this back in July, and it turns out it came out on July 28th, which is Don Black's birthday. But it was from the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency about there going to be a watermark on the official mail-in ballots. So this is a prearranged thing.
Yeah, I've pulled that email up. And I did have a chance to go over it a little bit, and I'm glad you brought it up. Got a break coming up. Hang on, Murray. I think you'll be the last caller for the night, and we'll finish up on the other side.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. Yes. School in plain sight with Jeremy from Kentucky. We're talking to Murray from Wisconsin. And Murray, I did pull up your links that you sent me on the email, CISA ballot watermarks, talking about the risk of election mail. Go ahead and finish the points that you were making here in the last few minutes of the show.
Yeah, well, that was mainly it on that. So, you know, I remain optimistic, and there's just a lot of foresight in that, you know, people kept stomping their feet like it's their stepdaddy not fixing everything when they want it done by, because the media tells them that, the Talmudia. But in reality, it can't happen like that. Trump campaigned on in 2016 and in his inauguration speech said, I want to give the government back to you. And he can't give it back to us if we won't accept it, if we won't even look, just expect it to all be taken care of. You know, we have to see just how bad it is, and it is really bad. You know, so it's really good for all of us to see what needs to be done. And maybe he'll end up being not only the last president of the corporation, but the first leader of the new republic. That would be interesting. But, yeah, I wanted to give another link. I just opened Real History. It's Mike S. King's realhistorychan.com, and it's the episode, I guess he had moved it from Tomato Bubble, his older site, about Andrew Jackson. And, you know, that's Trump's real hero, and how he tried to at least and kept the banks at bay for quite some time. So, you know, this is what it all boils down to is the money. We have to get control of the currency. We can't let them continue to use this like they do. And it's just totally corrupted everyone. And then even after Obama, you know, right up until this lockdown, as far as the debauchery, like Weimar Republic, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like we were talking with Mark from Texas. I don't know if you heard that call. Mm-hmm. And Mark, rightly so, criticized the whole system, Democrats, Republicans, yeah. Even Trump to an extent. But yeah. We've got to recognize that for whatever reason, the Trump presidency has exposed all of these flaws yep. in the system that we have to take advantage of and move forward. Hopefully, he'll expose the flaws in the Federal Reserve System. And in our the money printing that's going on, and our debt slavery.
I think that's coming. Yeah, one of my postcards to him, I put, can't wait to hear you say fake money. And that was like a couple of years ago. So
That's all he's got to do. You know, that's the thing, Murd. That's all he's got to do. If Trump said fake
just
money.
Start it. That's what he did with the news. And, you know, they can't help but just trip all over themselves to be more and more fake every minute.
Well, and that's why I think he wasn't some sort of a plan from the beginning. He has right-wing Jews that back him, no doubt. He is a Zionist,
right. Let me tell you something. I just learned today. You know who Janda is? Dr. Janda is retired.
Janda. J-A-N-D-A?
J-A-N-D-A, yeah. Well, yeah, he doesn't
look him up. I don't know.
Yeah, he's on SGT Report and stuff a lot, but... His father, I guess, worked with Trump and in doing, you know, accounting and things. I'll have to go back over it. But he had drawn up all the stuff for the day, and Trump came in, and he looked at it, and he said, nope. He said, that interest rate has dropped 0.1%. So he had to do all the figures over again because it was in his favor. So he's saying he never saw anyone so into every detail. He's brilliant. It's OODA. It's observe. Orient, decide, and act, and it's a loop. And that was a pilot that came up with that. So that's what
send
he's doing
me a
constantly.
Send me a link on that to the email, PatrickJeremyShow@yahoo.com. And this
Thank
is the
you,
end
Jeremy.
Of the show.
I'll get
Thanks,
off here.
And we'll see you all tomorrow night on In Plain Sight.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.